Good morning, everyone. I'm Howard Chapman, and I will be chairing this meeting of the Bids and Purchases Committee, and call the meeting to order and ask for approval of the minutes from the June 1st, 2021 meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve of the minutes. Any discussion? Hearing none, call for the question. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next item on the agenda is public comments. Is there anyone here who would like to speak on public comments for the Bids and Purchases Committee? Seeing none, we'll go on to item number four, which is award of the electrical upgrades to the Whipple Road Tennis Center. Ms. Kotoff.
Yes, sir. The town is upgrading the lighting at the Whipple Road Tennis Center. Electrical pole removal cannot begin prior to November 1st and must be completed by March 31st. Of the four bids received, Chambers and Associates Incorporated was the lowest responsive and responsible bidder. Staff therefore request awarding a contract to Chambers and Associates Incorporated in the amount of $594,745 to perform these electrical upgrades.
Are there any questions of Ms. Kotoff?
I do.
Mr. Santos.
Are we going to be removing any of the old lights?
Yes, sir. We'll be taking down the wooden poles and replacing them with the Musco lighting, okay, like you see at Duffy.
So what are we going to do with the older lights that we take down? I would like to get them for recreation, for so that in the event that we have some fields that we can get that need lighting, we've just done that recently with the lights out here, because they need lighted fields, and if we can help them, you know, with those old lights instead of throwing them away, you know, be able to give them to somebody who can actually use them to. So they could have some nighttime practices, not on our fields, but on fields that they have. I mean, maybe.
Yes, sir. I will pass that along.
Recycle them is what I'm trying to say. Yes.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Thank you very much.
Kotoff?
No.
I would only comment that might have been part of the bid process to resell or reuse those. So that might be something that the contractor needs to at least address before we.
Absolutely. Well, it's like our field out here that we're redoing. We were getting rid of them. You know, they're older lights that nobody uses anymore. But if you don't have any lights, they're really great lights for you. You know what I mean?
I hear you. I just mentioned that because
sure.
Anytime you bid something out, there are always thoughts about that. Anyhow, hearing no further questions of Ms. Kotoff, do I have a motion?
Sure. I make a motion that we approve the contract to Chambers and Associates, Inc. in the amount of $594,745 to perform the electrical upgrades to the Whipple Road Tennis Center as described by staff.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve of the Chambers and Associates contract. Any further discussion after the motions? Seeing none, I'll call for the question. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next item is the award of a contract for construction engineering and inspection and survey verification services for the Coleman Boulevard, Patriots Point, McGrath-Darby intersection improvements. Ms. Kotoff.
Yes, sir. For these intersection improvements, we propose to use our on-call engineer firms. We request that Mead and Hunt perform these services. They will be during the road project, separate from the design and the contractor. They will perform these inspections for us. So we recommend awarding the contract to Mead and Hunt in the amount of $478,622.20 to perform these services.
Any questions of Ms. Kotoff? Hearing none, I'll just comment that this is a major project for the town, one of our major transportation projects to be awarded this year, and we're looking forward to getting it done. So do I hear a motion?
Mm-hmm. I make a motion that we approve the award of the contract to Mead and Hunt in the amount of $478,622.20 to perform the construction engineering and inspection CEI and survey verification work for the Coleman Boulevard, Patriots Point, McGrath-Darby intersection improvements as described by staff.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the award of the contract to Mead and Hunt. Any discussion? Hearing none, call for the question. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, ayes have it. Next item on the agenda is the award of a contract for direct primary care services. Ms. Kotoff.
Yes, sir. Proposals were solicited to provide direct primary care services to our employees. Under the town's procurement regulations, this solicitation proposed up to 7 years to ensure continuity of care for town employees. We typically do up to 5, but the regulations do allow for 7, and we thought this was a time to go ahead and utilize those. 3 bids were received and thoroughly vetted by both the town's benefit consultant and town staff. The unanimous recommendation is for Proactive MD as the best value offerer. Staff requests permission to enter into negotiations with Proactive MD to provide direct primary care services to our employees. Should the negotiations be successful, staff further requests permission to contract with this firm. Should the negotiations be unsuccessful, staff request permission to negotiate with the second-ranked firm, Care Team LLC.
Okay, any questions of Ms. Kotoff?
No, ma'am. Are they located around close to here?
Yes, sir. They do have offices. In fact, I think staff visited offices not far from here.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions, Ms. Kotoff? Do I hear a motion?
I make a motion that we approve staff's recommendation for Proactive MD as described by Ms. Kotoff.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. And I think it's a good idea to go out 7 years. Anytime you're trying to get medical services, it's obviously hard for the employees. If you change them, you know, every year, every 5 years, whatever it is. But I think it's a good idea. The way you've done that, and we'll call for the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. And I believe that's all we've got on our agenda. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was efficient.
We tried.
That was efficient.